Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson, and this is Serving White Pride. This is our weekly podcast. It's currently Monday, about 10 after 3 on the 17 after 3 on the left coast, the best coast, the west coast. So it's going to go on the site on Tuesday morning. This evening, Monday afternoon, it'll be everywhere where you get your podcasts. So if there's anything that goes on in between now and you hear it, that's why, because it's 3:17 on the West Coast on Monday. There's going to be some cuts tomorrow morning. The roster goes to 85, and then on 2 weeks from now. I don't expect any, bubble guys. Tomorrow there's still 2 weeks to go to training camp, but they're going to, everybody on the bubble's going to get maximum time to impress this coaching staff. And we got another preseason game out of the way. The Raiders are 2-0. I think they beat Minnesota 26-20 on Sunday. I think the second game was a little less interesting than the first, which is odd. I almost wondered, did Josh, and this is not a knock, but I think he kind of played more starters in the first game. Was it to, a nod to his hometown of Canton, Ohio? Maybe, I don't know. Again, it's not a knock. It was interesting. There was so much made of Josh Jacobs playing two series in week one, and he didn't play at all last week, in week two against Minnesota. What are they going to do against Miami? What are they going to do against New England on the 26th, Miami's this coming Saturday, the 20th? Usually, is that third preseason game in the past was the, where the starters play. I don't know. They have an extra game this year, but it's really like it used to be with four games because they had a Hall of Fame game. So I don't know. They're going to be working against New England for at least one day next week. That's the starters will get a lot of, hits on that. So maybe the starters, most of the starters don't play in this week. A couple of things that really stood out to me is some really simple stats, but the Raiders have 10 penalties in two preseason games, 6 in the first game, 4 in the second. That's pretty good. And the other was the offense hasn't committed any turnovers. Again, a lot of backups are playing, but that means they're playing clean, they're playing crisp, and that means that the coaching staff, what they're doing in training camp is working, and I think that's a really good sign. This team's going to be ready, and they look to be well-coached. And that's not always the case in the preseason. So I think it's good. Does that mean they're going to the Super Bowl? I don't know. But it means that it's pretty good. As we sit here on August 15th, it's pretty good, and you should be pretty happy about that. Good effort, clean effort, smart play. There was some things, that typical preseason game, good and bad. They didn't run the ball very good in the first half. They ran the ball better in the second half with Austin Walter and Britton Brown doing well. Maybe those guys, probably both of those guys aren't going to make the team, but we'll see. A lot of people think Kenyon Drake's on the bubble. There's a lot of competition at running back. There's a lot of competition at receiver. DJ Turner did well. He, has some nice yards after catch, of course, and he had a nice punt return, and that's important because, you can't always have, you got to get Hunter Renfrow away from the punt returns, right? And this is a dude who catches 100 balls. This guy, he just paid $16 million. He's too freaking important to be a punt returner, so maybe they found somebody. It was a typical preseason game, not too much crazy. Obviously, I should have mentioned this before, the other thing that stood out was Alex Leatherwood played in the second half. It's not like he didn't play at all because they were resting. He played in the second half, and Thayer Munford started the game at right tackle. Looks like Cotton and John Simpson are going to be your starting guards. And right now, I got to say Munford. But, you know, they can still go get somebody. They still go get a veteran. There's a few guys out there. Daryl Williams is out there. Remmers is out there. Eric Fisher is out there. And they got some money. But Alex Leatherwood, if this guy is not good enough to start on a line that's not great, and he's getting beat out by a seventh rounder, that means that the staff don't like him. So that's a little worrisome. A little worrisome. Amik Robertson, who's been getting a lot of love in training camp, didn't have a very good game. Interesting to see if he makes... I would think he makes the team. I really do think he makes the team, but we'll see. But yeah, it was just a typical preseason game. Again, a lot of players did not play. So right now, I want to go into some notes, so it might not be all game. I might get back into the game. I might bounce. You know, the Vikings didn't play many players either. The Bears haven't seen a lot of good competition yet, and I don't know if they will against Miami or New England either. Albert Breer was in the Sports Illustrated was in the Raiders camp last week, and he had some thoughts. And one of them stood out to me. It was they think that Max Crosby is going to take it to the next level. The coaching staff. Well, my goodness, the next level, Max Crosby. Is last year was borderline elite player. And when I say elite player, that's top of the top. So don't get pissed off at me. Say, what do you mean borderline? I mean, that elite's like, you know, a handful of guys. And so if he's going to the next level, folks, that's like serious contender for Defensive Player of the Year. And he was up there last year. So if he's going next level, my God. The dude, the next level is Hall of Fame. I mean, that's scary. That's why one of the reasons why I like this team so much. By the way, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I expect the Las Vegas Raiders to be very good in 2022. Very good this year. Like 11, 12 wins. And, you know, 13, okay, maybe. Who knows? Why not? They have a lot of damn good players. You know, these NFL player rankings, I think they did the top 50 last night or so. You know, there's four guys in it. I think it's Jones, Crosby, Waller, and Carr. And Davante Adams is going to be top 10, I'm sure. That's five superstars. These guys stay healthy. They're going to win a lot of games. And then, you know, you got the defense is getting better. And you got Crosby, and you got Jones, and you got Nate Hobbs, who people think is going to be a good starting linebacker, cornerback. You got players. So if you got a little injury luck, I expect this team to be damn good. I really do. And Max Crosby going to the next level? Well, I mean, good night, Irene. Unbelievable. That just popped out to me. They think he's going to the next level? My goodness gracious. And the thing about the guy, he works so damn hard. He's got his head on his shoulders. And he wants it. And I think that's really cool. And Darren Waller said something interesting. I think it was on Will Compton's podcast. Will Compton's a funny podcaster, man. Anyways, Waller said that, you know, he thinks that they're going to be good in the red zone this year. And he kind of, you know, basically said that they didn't have a lot of things set for him in the red zone. They weren't good under Gruden in the red zone. So if they get better in the red zone, and Davante Adams is a red zone maven, a red zone superstar, so that's just going to make the other and Renfro was good in the red zone. So these guys should be finishing out drives. It'd be nice to see this team not freaking go, you know, 13 plays, 80 yards, and then end up with a 23-yard field goal by Daniel Carlson. And they still made the playoffs. I did a poll, Roquan Smith, nearly 3,900 people voted in, and 53% don't want that Roquan Smith. I get it. You know, it's going to cost money. You got to pay Waller. There was some, Waller was a little weird yesterday. Waller was at the Las Vegas Aces game, you know, right before the Raider game started. Apparently it was excused, but Josh McDaniels just kind of blew it up. I didn't write anything about it. I didn't mention anything because unless there was something really to it and it doesn't seem like it, I'm not going to mention it, you know, it's just like, let's just see what happens. But, you know, I think they're going to give him a little bump, and I can see it being similar to what happened with Travis Kelce and Kansas City a couple weeks ago. They just, you know, added some to this year, and then, you know, that you can always readjust it down the road. But give him a little bump. He deserves it. And they got, you know, $60 million right now. And, you know, maybe Perryman gets a deal too. What else is going on? Zach Wilson gets hurt in the Jets game, non-contact. That's why I don't think quarterbacks should be playing in the preseason. You know, Herbert isn't playing in the preseason. The Raiders will see him first. Maybe he's going to be rusty to start. Maybe Carr will be rusty. Who gives a crap? At least they're healthy, right? At least they're healthy. That's the main deal. Luke Masterson looks pretty good, linebacker. Just decent undrafted guys that are doing pretty good. Darius Phillips is looking pretty good. McDaniels was asked today about Hankins and Nichols, the two defensive tackles who are on the PUP list, physically unable to perform list, whether they'll be back by August 23rd. And he was vague. He was vague. I've dealt with Josh for a long time, and he's just vague with his answers to the media, especially about injuries. He's not a jerk, and that's fine. But it just makes you wonder. And Tavon Mullen is the cornerback, is on that list too. Now, the key is the date of August 23rd. Why it's important, if these guys aren't lifted by then, which is next Tuesday, they got to miss the first four games of the season. So we'll see on that. I think it's going to be close. But hey, there's a show. Quick and easy. Bang, bang, bang. Again, some good things to like. I like the clean play. I like no turnovers, not too many penalties. That's a good sign, good coaching. We'll be back next week. You have fun. You have a great week. You have a safe week. You have a happy week. Enjoy that Dolphin game. We'll be back early next week to talk about it and get you closer as we get closer to the season. Right now it's 27 days to the season, so we're getting there. You know, people are my friends are talking about fantasy leagues and survivor leagues and, you know, weekly pools. People are getting fired up for football. We're getting there. So you guys take it easy. Be happy. Have fun. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silverback Pride. Check us out on the website. We're going every day. See you.